This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israel-Hamas war continues to claim lives as analysts warn suffering won't end unless a ceasefire deal is achieved, VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias reports.
Warns Rick Stoll, professor emeritus of political science at Rice University in Texas.
People will still be getting killed. I think hostages will not be released. I don't see a way that Israel can defeat Hamas. And they would be better off trying to achieve some kind of a settlement now.
The head of the CIA, William Burns, did announce on Saturday that a more detailed ceasefire proposal will be made in the coming days. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
Venezuelan opposition presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez flew into Spain on Sunday to seek asylum, Madrid said, hours after quitting his country amid a political and diplomatic crisis over July's disputed election. Gonzalez, who has challenged President Nicolas Maduro's declaration of victory, arrived at a military base with his wife, Spain's foreign ministry said in a statement. The exit of the 75-year-old, seen by the U.S., the EU, and other powers in the region as the winner of the vote, came a week after Venezuelan authorities issued an arrest warrant for him, accusing him of conspiracy and other crimes. Hundreds of protesters in eastern India's Calcutta on Sunday marched on the streets to demand justice for a doctor who was raped and killed in the city last month. The rape and murder case triggered widespread protests by doctors demanding greater safety for women at the workplace and justice for the 31-year-old doctor whose body was found over three